Monday, 24th of February, 2000. Last time, we said there were two things I was supposed to go back and look out for. Anybody remember? Apart from Abdullah, send me a reminder.
Khalidun
is one. And the second one, فَقَدْ ضَلَّ سَوَاءَ السَّبِيلِ. Khalidun, I have yet to find where Ayatollah Tabatabai has mentioned the meaning of Khulid. Because the word Khalidun has come so many times. Ayatollah Sahib al-Mizan will mention it once and not repeat it every time. But I did have the opportunity to go through a dictionary that Khalidun has both the meanings of dwelling as well as eternity. Although more commonly used in Arabic for eternity rather than dwelling. I mean, that is the impression I got from even the dictionary, where Khalada as verb would say both. When it came to the noun, which is Khulud, Khalid, it would say eternal and permanent. Sawa as-Sabil, the English translations that you have is right. Sawa as-Sabil means the right path. It does not mean either path. It means the right path. So please, I stand corrected.
Can I ask one question?
Ji.
What is the tradition of Abada then? Khalidun?
It is, to my understanding, and this will be probably a concept we learn about Khulud, when we talk about Khulud as a concept. So when you talk of eternity, is that relative to the time we have here, or is that relative to Allah's eternal being? Right? Okay, Allah is different in the sense that He has no beginning, but He has no end. So I wish to resemble Allah in that there will be no end. You know, there is a whole philosophical discussion by scholars. That is one particular thing I can think of, that probably the Khulud Khalidin would be referring to the relativity with our time, the way we judge time, the way we count time. And eternity there is not necessarily eternity as we understand the eternity. I don't know. I mean, this is subject to further discussion. But the more plausible reason of using abada is just emphasis. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Right? إِنَّ is used as emphasis. Verily, man is surely la.
The other point Abbas mentioned last time was that abada tends to be used when Khalidun is referring to Jannah and not when it's referring to Jahannam. I don't know if there's a significance there.
That was in the last time. Bayin. No, I haven't come across it yet. We might come across through it when we do other things in shop. Any other questions before we proceed?
Confusion is not because of the khala.
Nay. The khala is a different word altogether. The khala is to enter. Right? Khalada is perpetual. Al-Dhikra al-Khalida. Right? This is Arabic now. Al-Dhikra al-Khalida means perpetual memories. Right? Permanent memories. This is Khulud itself in Arabic means permanent, perpetual, everlasting. So,
what are the names then? How do they use it as a proper noun? Khalid, what does Khalid signify? What is that?
Khalid lahamish ema resi. So if somebody became a Muslim and called himself Khalid, right, he would be referring to his state as Iman, meaning he's always staying there. But if you look at people of Jannah, Allah refers to them as Khalidina fiha, right? Khalidina fiha, so again that is ismu fa'il, which is a state. You are Jalis Allah, right? Your name may be anything, but you can be called Jalis or Qa'id, right? Mujahid, for example. Mujahid, somebody has a proper name, But somebody who fights is also a mujahid. So Khalid, similarly, Khalid is somebody who is in Jannah, right? But somebody can choose to use that as a proper noun and say, my name is Khalid, right? Right, anything else? And 114. وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ مَنَعَ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ أَنْ يُذْكَرَ فِيهَا اسْمُهُ وَسَعَى فِي خَرَابِهَا أُولَئِكَ مَا كَانَ لَهُمْ أَنْ يَدْخُلُوهَا إِلَّا خَائِفِينَ لَهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا خِزْيٌ وَلَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ صدق الله العلي العظيم. Right. English commentary was okay, Shanavar. There an incident referred to in the Ayatollah Tabari has not mentioned any incident particular to this particular verse. What Ayatollah Tabatabai says?
The book. The book kiya tha. Simultaneous plan to take by an ambush karan and disturb him. As soon as they kill him, to break the masjid one by one.
وَسَعَى فِي خَرَابِهَا.
That's taking literally.
خَرَابِهَا is a destruction.
The verse refers to the plan of the hypocrites to have who had a conspiracy to kill the Holy Prophet when he was returning from Tabuk, and then to demolish all the masjids in Medina and other places. Verse 788.
Very funny. Actually, Ayatollah Tabatabai, in his first few verses, doesn't refer to the historical events, especially of the time of the Holy Prophet. He concentrates more on the philosophical aspect. Historical ones before the Holy Prophet, Yahud during the time of Prophet Musa, Edward and all that. But when it comes to the Holy Prophet, he just said a simple one line, that this is referring to the activities and atrocities of Kuffar Makkah, as he terms that, right? Kuffar Makkah, before the Prophet's publication. The book is after. He specifically says, he says this is before Prophet's migration. That is also true.
It says in here that it's referring to the Kaaba. Yeah. It says the pagans in Makkah tried to shut out the Muslim Arabs from the Kaaba. The universal place of Arab worship.
The awa'il wurud Rasulullah bil Madina. That is during the early years. But it says this is referring to the Kuffar of Makkah before Hijrah.
This is interesting. It says evidently this verse is a prophecy about the conduct of the munafiqs or the hypocrites at Medina, who contemplated and conspired to kill the Holy Prophet while returning from Tabuk.
Is he returning from
Tabuk? You see, it was a prophecy. It was something that was for something that was going to happen.
This is what Ayatollah Tabatabai says. You see, he divides the verse into two things. First part is Waman Adlamu, right, which acts as a prophecy, as you say. And the second part starts from أُولَٰئِكَ مَا كَانَ لَهُمْ أَنْ يَدْخُلُوهَا إِلَّا خَائِفِينَ, which is a confirmation of what had been prophesied. Right? So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, revelation ma be bhag ma hota rata ki kai khabar. He doesn't say that. He only says ke, this one talks of how they are going to be bothered, and that this one confirms it. Ke, hawe, they will not enter the mosque except in fear. Right? But without referring to any incident.
This verse is more a prophecy than a mere statement.
Talk about the fall of
Makkah.
Ji? I like to say, Paul talks of maybe a prophecy about the fall of Makkah. Yeah, like having mosque when they only enter while they are subjugated.
Right. Without spending much time in that verse, let's go to the following verse, which is the Qibla verse, if you remember. We had touched on the verse when we were talking of Nasikh wal Mansukh. Do you remember that? Abrogation time, we had talked about this verse. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَشْرِقُ وَالْمَغْرِبُ فَأَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّوا فَثَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ. Right. There are a few interesting things here. First of all, when you talk of directions, what we are used to in modern day, you know, instruments and all that, is that all directions are based on north. Whenever you see that small diagram, the compass, everything is based on north. North, and then you find from the north, east, west and south. Quran, قرآن میں اندر بدائے جتا نہیں مشرق نے مغرب چھے کیا ہے کمیں شمال نے مغرب شمال is north, جنوب is south. You will not find any bearing with reference to a direction north and south. You will always find east and west. Right? However, east and west covers everything. Okay, between east and west lie north and south. But without specific reference to north and south, the basis of direction and bearing in Arabic and in Islam is north, is east and west, not north. So you've got to understand the difference. Now, why? Shaman.
They spread east and west, Islam.
Islam spread east and west, it spread north and south.
Even sunrise and sunset.
You see, wherever you are on this earth, you will never have a problem finding east or west. But if you don't have a magnetic compass, will you be able to find north? With the sun and setting. With the sun setting there. Pretty north. Apparently east and west is going to work. So something that is naturally there, without any instruments, you will find east and west. The north pretty much. Right? So without looking at the sun, north you can only find with the magnetic compass. So, basically, that was the whole reason, okay, to make it simple. The Qibla go through, it is so easy, right? Don't forget, this verse, if you remember, Amejare Nasir na Mansukh no Gatata, this verse is also referring that Qibla is any direction in, can? Yada is what? Mustahab. When you do things that are mustahab, ne sunnat namaz ma, any direction is Qibla. You may be walking, chalta chalta namaz paro sawab chhe, gaadi ma baitha baitha namaz paro sawab chhe, aaji namaz tame paro, whatever direction you are in, bapre. Right? Ankh thi, ishara thi, kai pan thi, namaz paro. So, that is what this verse is applying to. You got to understand, okay, every verse is a rule in itself, has got some meaning. What if the statement here, when a statement is made, sir, when a statement is made, right, there has to be a reason. There has to be some application, a message from it. A statement is being made. A statement is being made, yeah, wherever you face, Allah is there. Now, that is a general statement. Now, a general statement is what is mustahab. Then, a specific statement is made for what is wajib. That is Allah's system of command. When issues command in the Holy Quran, when a general statement is made, that general statement normally refers to everything that is mustahab. So when say Allah says He likes tawabin, right? In Allah yuhibbu tawabin, right? He likes tawabin. So tawba karo wajib chahiye ke tawba karo mustahab. The general statement is always istihbab. When it comes to compulsory, making it obligatory on us, then there comes a special command. And that goes into a specific. That has been the style adopted in the Quran and Hadith. For both, something that is forbidden, prohibited, the general statement is first on kirahat, which is makruh, and then a specific command comes making it haram. That is the style, or rather the chronology, or whatever you call it in making these rules and obligations, yeah? How are you going to discuss about May 4th, Sucha May 4th?
There's an email going around. In India, they've already been some signs seen.
Yeah, in four places in San Francisco, Hyderabad, Paris, and one more. The sun will rise in the west, and the third or fourth in the north. There's one of the signs of Imam Zaman.
Imam Zaman, sign check like in the world.
How can it rise in some place and not in others?
It's taking the Mickey out of you.
Something to do with the movement of the
Jupiter.
Saturn.
I'm Jerry Battles.
It'll stop for a second.
Right, it'll stop.
It'll all be in a line.
40 degrees. and one has got 30 degrees up, Jupiter and Saturn between those two, yeah? Mm-hmm. Something will stop for 1-2 minutes and...
There will be a system shift, but if you can, it goes
on
to say
in
ancient times.
The rising from the west, right? Mm-hmm. It doesn't take a few seconds, it takes so long. The whole day is different. That's
all it takes is for the earth to slow down in rotation for a little while.
No, but how does that happen? You see, a pole goes from west.
No,
the sun will just be seen from the west and then go back.
He said that in the olden times it used to happen.
Yeah, the other thing is, he says in the old it used to happen like that.
It happens once every 5,000 years. That was once every 5,000 years.
Yeah, but we'll know by next week. We'll
know. Yeah, next Monday, first measure.
There's all sorts of things going to happen last
month. It's already crashed today as well.
What is it? There was crashed. It was just a little break.
So that is the story, yeah? We shall wait and see, inshallah.
What's up with the Mantabai's description of what you want? Wherever you go, you'll see the face of Allah.
See Allah.
Are we talking about his signs? Or is it more than that?
His might, man.
What do you see in the face? See, metaphorically speaking.
Yeah, so is he talking about his ayat? His ayat? Or is he.
His appearance, his power, his might. Power in the sense kept on, that aura of personality, that's what you will see. Wherever you go, you will not miss it. Wherever you see, wherever you turn.
Which is what the situation is now.
Absolutely.
The means behind.
Right, let's go to the next verse, please. 116. وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا سُبْحَانَهُ قُلْ لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ كُلٌّ لَهُ قَانِتُونَ بديع السماوات والأرض وإذا قضى أمرا فإنما يكون له كن فيكون سبحانه. Who said? وقالوا, and they said Allah has taken us up. Who said that?
The Jews apparently.
The Jews and Christians. قالت اليهود عزير بن الله. The Jews said that عزير is the son of God.
Do they still believe that today?
There was a breed of Jews.
There was an argument about that, you know. There was the Jewish, that there was a controversy going on whether the Jews ever believed in this. And there was a Muslim writer who proved it.
Who proved it?
Yeah.
From their scriptures.
He is the one who was there. Huh?
How
did
they come
to
know
the article is interesting to keep. Because Uzair has been mentioned twice like that.
Yeah. This is the verse in the Quran is very clear. قالت اليهود عزير بن الله.
عزير is some sort of prophet.
Right? وقالت النصارى المسيح بن الله. بن عيسى. The son of Allah. So, this is referring to the Jews and Christians together. وقالوا اتخذ الله ولدا سبحانه. Now, سبحانه. What is Subhanallah? Subhanallah. Subhanallah Rabbi al-Azim wa bihamdihi. What does Subhanallah mean?
Glory.
Glory.
What does that mean?
Glory. You know, Subhanallah, let me get, because it's above that. Above these basic things. Could mean that too.
Because if you look at the usage of Subhanallah, right? You always use that my Lord is much better than what we are describing. That's what it means. It's beyond our comprehension as well. Now how can we be so low as to say that he has taken us up? Right? Now that is Subhanahu. That means there is no comparison. He is so far and above it. Right, when you look at anything that fascinates you, first word that comes out is Subhanahu. Right?
Subhanallah, like you're trying to say, it's a meticulous shape. But he is so good, he's far better than that. Even. That is the whole thing. Yeah. So, note the usage of Subhanallah. Every time there is such an allegation or a remark made by any person, mentioned in the Quran, Allah Himself will say Subhanallah. That means He is beyond that kind of description. بَلْ لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ He owns everything. لَهُ as in ownership. Right? لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ He has everything that is in the sky and the earth. Ayatullah Tabatabai makes it shake. Every time this kind of verse comes in, he draws our attention to the concept of ownership. We as creatures of Allah, as creation of Allah, we actually have also that possession. We own, we possess this. But this kind of possession is different. Ours is a kind that is either acquired or can be transferred. Right? It's either acquired or can be transferred, whatever it is, yeah? But Allah's ownership is different. Allah's ownership is by virtue of creation. He created it. And therefore, this is His. Whether I am using it, you are using it, or anybody else is using it. At the end of the day, whether we admit it or not, it is His. Right? And therefore, whenever Allah says, لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ You can sit back and think, but I have my own house, this is mine. But whether it is mine or yours, creation energy. It may be through a chain of cause and effects. Before it goes back to Him, but ultimately everything, possession belongs to Him and Him alone. Right? That is why I say, Lillahi mulku samawat sometimes. Lillahi maafi samawat. Everything is His. The Ayatollah Tabatabai, not only one place, several instances, he draws his attention. He look, abhi, let us differentiate. Let us not think that Allah nu che ne maru che sab kuch. Sometimes you think Allah nu che, maru che. The way I possess things, the way things belong to me, is it the same way things belong to Allah? No, there is a difference. And that difference is marked difference, and then we've got to understand the difference. The difference is that I acquire these things out of my efforts. Allah does not have to do that. To Allah, everything belongs, whether directly or indirectly. Right? And that is the kind of position that Allah says, لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ Everything that we can set eyes on, everything that is on the earth and the sky, is actually His. It ends up to Him.
Ayah actually was used in justification recently in a madras to say that if your possessions are more than your requirements, all comes to God, that means that really they don't really belong to you. You have acquired it from an illegal means.
Well, not illegal, but it's supposed to be given away.
There's a difference between
that and that. He didn't use the word illegal, but effectively what he was saying was it really doesn't belong to you. But then that is totally contradictory to what you just said.
Yep.
Because the possession, Allah's possession is different
from this. You got to understand. Statements were to, if you have over and beyond your needs, right, then that you're saying belongs to Allah. Right? Even what you spend for your need belongs to Allah. I mean, I wouldn't put it that way. It belongs to Allah. Right? What is there is that Imam Ali al-Islam is this shaykh. مَا رَأَيْتُ نِعْمَةً مُتَوَفَّرَةً إِلَّا وَبِجَانِبِهَا حَقًا مَخْصُورًا. I have not seen Imam in this shaykh. I have not seen somebody having something surplus except somewhere in the world somebody's right is deprived. Not saying to connection shake you are responsible. Absolutely not. There is no connection. There may be no physical connection, gunegar nati kaini,
the balance in which Allah has created the system in is that everybody on this earth is supposed to enjoy a certain standard of life. And in inequality, right? There is to some degree a difference. There has to be a difference. But when you find, for example, I remember reading this in Kenya, letters to the editor, what happens to a country where there are 10 millionaires and 10 million poor? That difference is very marked. Our difference here is that then something is wrong somewhere. Now, who has upset the system? When Allah has created a system where the difference is very, very. What are we going to do? Iran, 1980. Four. That was good. 1979 Islamic Revolution. Islamic Revolution economic policies in under initially they set up Islamic policies, Islamic economic policies, right? The Islamic policies in under there are a few interesting things. You know there is a maximum ceiling for salaries as well in Islamic economy. So you can't just have a company offering a director. $200,000 a year. There has to be a ceiling, maximum salary. Why? And they maintain a minimum and maximum salary so that the balance in the employment sector, workforce, labor force of the country, there is a vast difference between incomes.
But Islam was more capitalist.
Capitalist, how? Total capitalist? Total capitalist?
But this is more socialist.
Which more,
what,
of course.
Which is not what Islam is either.
No, but Islam is not socialism.
Islam is freedom.
Total freedom. Islam is not socialism in its entirety. Islam is not capitalism in its entirety.
Yes, certain things, for example, I mean,
is maximum salary, I think, no, but,
Bibi Khadija would have been way above that maximum. Whatever the maximum was, Bibi Khadija would have been way above it.
Well, this is the logic I want to put, that how come Bibi Khadija had so much? Okay, before the time of us.
Maximum salary government can impose condition, Islamic government. To its civil service. Right? And we are not talking of private industry. Number one. Number two, okay, taxation here is a product over. Right? 40% record you want to, right? That kind also. In any case, I remember meeting a shop owner who said, these are his words, who said, at the rate our profits are dwindling, these are his words, at the rate our profits are dwindling, in another 5 years' time, my profit will be less than, and he picked up a sunflower seed, my profits will be less than this. And I argued with him, I said, look, the profits will be dwindling, right? But that is the success of the government in trying to reduce the margin between the rich and the poor. That is paramount in an Islamic government. The margin between the rich and the poor has to come down. Right? So, Aji Hadith Chadana Yiri Allahu Fisamadi Imadiya Hadith of Kusimachu Allah Niya Awu Kalar. Right? Wal Malu Mali, Wal Fukara wa Iyali. These are his words, Allah Nashad. Right? Al Malu Mali, Paisa Marosh. Wealth is mine, Allah says. Well, أَغْنِيَا أُوْكَلَاهِ and the wealthy ones are my agents, my representatives. وَالْفُقَرَاءُ عِيَالِ and the deprived ones, the underprivileged ones, are my family. فَمَنْ بَخِلَ عَنْ عِيَالِ أَدْخُلُهُ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ. Right? If my family over here is ظلم کر سے یہ لوگ miserly تھا سے, right? I will then enter in or put him in the fire of hell and I don't care. This is Allah's word, the Hadith of Qudsi, right? So, basically, the surplus we have, if you, for a moment, right, or a rich person, for a moment you think this is mine, right, it contradicts that overall thing where Allah says it is mine. I mean, it is His or mine. So then, yaay kuch hai maru shi. Ayat masu ke chi ke maru shi, mari mehnat thi kamay na shi. Fun, at the end of the day, khuda ni michi najar na hot, khuda ni barkat na hot, khuda ni saath na hot, madad na hot, paisa banay hot.
There is also one Prophet's hadith. It says that what belongs to you is up to what you can spend. This is what I have heard. Is that true? If that is the case, then some requirement spending could be much higher than
the
No, I've actually heard what you can spend.
Even spending. Spending
is margin question. Sure. I don't know if you want to go further, but that is what I've heard. So if, for instance, in a year, a businessman may require millions for investments, whereas this is the argument which has been put forward.
But if you look at it from an economic point of view, spend. You have millions, spend millions, enjoy yourself, because the money that you spend goes into the economy and goes into people. What you don't do is hoard. Because then what's happening with it? Nothing. But when you spend, people then, you have 10 gardeners, have 10. You're employing them. You want 10 chauffeurs, employ 10 chauffeurs, you're employing them.
I don't want to drill into the economic policies more. Counseling is not my line of expertise, But I know these general philosophies, the general principles. You know, Islam is neither totally socialist nor totally capitalist. It's balanced between the two. Right? Now you will find certain socialists all over, certain capitalists. Islam would not encourage free enterprise, especially all the utilities as well. Right? It'd rather have them under the control of the Islamic government. For the benefit of the poor, for the benefit of the less fortunate. Right, if you look at the end of the verse, it says, كُلٌّ لَهُ قَانِتٌ كُلٌّ لَهُ قَانِتٌ قَانِت is from the word
obeying,
yeah? These are not obeying, translation.
Obeying, supplicant, in brackets.
Why supplicant? قَانِت is from the word kunut. Kunut. You know kunut. I'm a pronunciation of the Mayad Refi, Kunut with a Tele, Kunut with a coin, and Zamina is one of them. Actually, it is opposite Kunut. Kunut with a coin, right at the end, means despair, having lost faith in Allah. Yeah, Kunut with a Tele is asking from Allah. La taqnitu min rahmatillah, with a coin. La taqnitu min rahmatillah, right? Not despair. That is kunut, with a coin. Ne kunut with a te is a kunut ja preparation. So you can imagine ke pronunciation kitla important shi, right? Kullun lahu qanitun. Everybody is asking from him. Whether he asks or not, he is getting it. That is the most important thing.
Also talk about systems also. Yeah, is it talking about just people or even this to Shayans?
Huh?
Systems like orbits and that system that he has put in place, also they follow a plan he has put in.
True.
Could be that either, can it?
It can apply. I am talking of only human beings. But
this is more important. This is not just Yambarila. But this is not just obeying. This is asking. What is an orbit need to ask? What is an electron need to ask? Just to
It doesn't ask, it is always in need.
Yeah, in need of.
In need of Allah. Aaj Allah na ulo, ulo challenge hai.
We had a discussion about this months ago, and
Allah's
we were saying Allah's creation. In that, there was one school of thought that said Allah created, and this is the existence. And there was another said that every particle depends on Allah's will to exist. Even that.
Yes.
And you said, well, it doesn't really matter which one because we don't really know the answer.
True.
Could this be saying because? Allah's will's existence to all things that exist even now.
Even in their cycles as they run. Well, it's still
every particle, Allah wills it to exist, otherwise it would cease to exist. Full stop. Not just He created it in sphere.
What we said was that there is a system that works and Allah doesn't interfere in the system.
That is one school of thought. The other
For example, otherwise people would say, okay, why my father passed away, he was crossing the road, Allah could have stopped that bus. That system. But this is something else. This is that even that system carries on existing because of his immediate will. As opposed to he's created it and now the only way the system will stop is if he stops it. As opposed to the system will stop if he even
does. There is one group that says okay, he is not in control. He
that
created it and he's unable to control it.
That
is wrong. There's another one that says he doesn't interfere. I think that's the one we should.
They are always in need of what? Of his will to continue existence? No. They are always in need of him not denying their existence. Do you understand the difference? Ajay, if God willed, he could stop the system.
I said that, Ajay. If I wanted, I could replace you.
Ajay, come on, yes. Right? Now, him not willing that is what we are in need of. Okay, we should not do something. કે જેના કારણે ખુદા એમ ચાહે કે આ વ્રત પતિ ગયો. રાઈટ? ધેટ ઇઝ વોટ એવરીથિંગ ઇઝ ઇન કોન્સ્ટન્ટ વિડો.
You know, that's what René Descartes was saying. Descartes, you know, he was saying that it may be conceivable that we are all just living, what is he saying, in a dream.
Yeah.
Nothing is real. I mean, if, for example, last week, yeah, last week, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to do this, wiped off everybody and brought us in. We here think we've got years of memory. We've got it. So maybe we're not here last week. We were not even existing. A lot of people were existing. Allah chose to replace them. And now we've got collective memory and all that. No?
There was a Greek person who said that.
Descartes said that, how do I know that I'm not just in cosmic dreams? And all these perceived realities, not real. Then he answered in Sahari, he said, I think, therefore I am.
Just waiting for him.
I think, therefore I am. But he boiled until the last line was, I think, therefore I am. But it's a thought. I mean, God says that I can do it. If I wanted you, I could replace the whole of lot of you. Run my
Right. Let's go on. The next word, Badi'u Samawat wal Ard. Badi'u Samawat wal Ard. Now, Badi'u with an Ayn. There is a difference between bada'a and bada'a. What is the difference?
Bada'a
is to begin. Bada'a. What is the difference between begin and origin?
Ibtida'a is to begin. Ibtida'a. Shuru karo.
Ibtida'a. Arabic ke andar. Ibtida'a.
Na, mujhe Maulana padta hai.
Ibtida'a.
Hum ibtida'a zikr kar rahe hain.
Hamza ji. Ibtida'a le shuru karo. બંને વર્ઝન છે. હમઝા છે ને આઈ છે. કેમ કે ખુદા મુબ્તદી એ છે, મુબ્તદી એ છે. ગોટ અન્ડરસ્ટેન્ડ?
બધી ઇઝ લાઈક મેક્સ વિધાઉટ મોડલ, રાઈટ?
હે?
મેક્સ વિધાઉટ મોડલ, પ્રીવિયસ મોડલ.
ધેટ ઇઝ બધી આસા.
ધીસ વન, રાઈટ? ઓરિજિનલ ક્રિએશન.
ઓનો છે ટ્રાન્સલેશન?
ના, તફસીર માં છે.
હે?
તફસીર માં છે.
ધેટ્સ ધ ડિફરન્સ. બધી જે છે ને, ઇટ મેક્સ વિધાઉટ મોડલ એટલે પ્રેસિડન્ટ નથી એવું. ડિઝાઇન. ત્યારે તો તમે ઇનોવેશન નો જોશો ને, સમબડી હુ ઇન્વેન્ટ્સ ઓર ઇનોવેટ સમથિંગ, એને કહેવાય છે બિદા. ઇબ્તિદા મુબ્તદી. સમબડી હુ ઇનોવેટ્સ એન ઓરિજિનલ આઈડિયા.
ધેટ્સ બિદા વિધ એન આઈન.
વિધ એન આઈન. બિદા જે છે ઇઝ વિધ એન આઈન. કે તમે કઈ નવી ચીજ ચાલુ કરો છો, રાઈટ? જેનું કઈ બેઝિસ નથી. આઈ મીન બિદા આપણે ઇસ્લામમાં જે વાપરે છે, સમબડી હુ સ્ટાર્ટ્સ અ પ્રેસિડેન્ટ ઓર સમથિંગ દેટ ઇઝ નોટ ફાઉન્ડ ઇન ઇસ્લામ, રાઈટ? દેટ ઇઝ નો બેઝિસ, સોલિડ ગ્રાઉન્ડ. સો દેટ ઇઝ એન ઇનોવેશન. That's why the word bid'ah comes in. Badi'u samawat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the skies without any previous existence of a similar thing. Right? Aajkal apne science na jitla technological innovations che, whatever you think of laser, you think of ultrasound, all these are based on models that are existing. They are based on either, you know, how do bats, for example, see. They can't see, they are blind. Yet when they fly and they come across an object, they are able to avoid it. How? They studied, they found it emits the sound, ultrasound scan or sound scan. Now they use sound to measure distances. They use sound to find deep rocks under the sea. All that, yeah? So they copied this system. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything, the skies, the earth and what is in there, without an original body. And that is why his title is Badi'a. Badi'u samawati wal ard.
But I think I've been told that he's done it 7 times. Allah created earth 7 times.
Yeah, it's
true. When we serve Adam, you know, you can see, you know, you expect.
That doesn't mean the earth isn't created 7 times.
It's basically the whole world is created.
But toy, I mean, like the first time was without presence, yeah.
The other thing about Allah's knowledge is not that it increases or decreases.
And yet,
you know, like we learn, every day we learn something. Allah's knowledge actually is the knowledge is not
just a thing that increases or experience increases.
It's just. And in any case, the first point he made was
without presence.
Right? So that is the badi'a. Badi'a al-samawati wal-ard. وَإِذَا قَضَى أَمْرًا فَإِنَّمَا يَقُولُ لَهُ كُلْ فَيَكُولُ. Now, قَضَى أَمْرًا, what is أَمْر?
Order. We're not talking about this one.
Huh?
This is
What is amr?
Command.
Command.
Desire.
Quran in the Shia ayat, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْرُوحِ قُلْ الْرُوحِ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. Allah, last time, I think we discussed this. Haven't we discussed about amr? Let me just refresh.
We discussed it when you were talking about two things. Where does Allah say, we've done this and sometimes I did this? And you said I is when it is and we is when it is system. And that's what Allah Tabarakwai suggests.
Ahsan, it's a good, if you remember that. You see, there are two kinds of creations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes creates certain things gradually over time. So for example, if I am created, I will grow as a small child in my mother's womb and then come out on this earth and then grow up to the world. Now this whole, the whole process of growth is a gradual process. It happens within a system in which Allah has created, right? The chicken will first need an egg, the egg will hatch and then the chicken will come out and so on, right? But there are times when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will wish something to happen in different kinds of His creations. What Allah says and what Ayatollah Qaradawi says that Allah has creation which is fawri. Fawri is in instant, and tadriji is in gradual. There are things that He does and He can do and He will do for instant sort of results. And there are things that He does, He can do and He will do in gradual process. Now, what He uses gradual process is through systems that He has set up, that He has created. And for that He uses, like you say, we. But there are things that happen when He says we and it becomes. And for that He has used the words I in the Holy Quran. And that He refers to in the Holy Quran as Amr. Whenever He says Amr, that means that is His and His alone, that will not follow any system known to any system known to us, and it will happen by His command. And it will happen instantly. Like,
bypass the system.
It will bypass you, there is no system. For example, Ruh. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that people are asking you about Ruh, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْرُوحِ قُلْ الْرُوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. Ruh is from those things that are classified under Amr of Allah. That is what? That is Allah's Amri Rabbi.
No, but which Ruh? Our Ruh.
Ruh.
Ours.
Yes, Ruh.
We're talking about soul. No, we're talking about Allah.
Of course, our soul. So what happens? You think of when it enters the body. You think of when it goes out of the body. All that happens instantly. It doesn't follow a certain system that this happens and this happens. You know that will take place, but you can't pinpoint that this is what time that will take place. Or if you wait so long, this will exactly at this time. You can't, because it happens when Allah wills it. It happens early, it happens late, it happens at the time you make forecast, whatever. You can't pinpoint. Same thing goes for life coming in of a fetus. Nobody can fix it and say, hey, this day, on this time, at this time, on this day, life house. No, 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 no,
no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
that we don't know what it does, but there is a if we could unravel it, we would see that there is a system. So that system is like,
for example, if he implanted Nabi Isa alayhi salam, he used an existing system, but he bypassed certain obvious problems. So he,
like we have that today. I mean, if you want to implant, a cell of the sun, to
he was saying very fast.
Yeah, he bypasses, that's what he's saying, he bypasses the natural sequence of time or of system.
That's right.
Right? But, Ayatollah Tabari maintains, even for example, you remember the time we were discussing about Mojiza, when we were discussing how can a stick become a snake? Right? And you remember that he said that if the stick were to turn into dust, and the dust was eaten by a snake, then the cells that were in the stick would be the snake.
Well, that's a conjecture. Why not take the simplest thing and say, Allah changed that stick to a snake? Why do we have to go round and round and look for a pattern? There doesn't need to be one. Where are we conjecturing?
The discussion is that does Allah, can He do something that is not within the system that He has created?
Of course He can.
He can, but He doesn't do it.
That's the question.
We can go up.
Yeah, but is there any evidence to say whether he does or not, or is this people's opinion?
No, we were saying because we don't recognize the technology involved. But if we did, it would be very simple, commonplace. I mean, use the example of the cellular phone. Remember, if somebody was communicating by cellular phone 100 years ago, it would be a miracle. But now it's commonplace. So we know exactly how it works.
So we're trying to say that Allah always uses His system, even if it's His armor or something. It may not. We don't know. We're just guessing. We're trying to make it convenient for us to understand. Okay, that's a good thought, but what if you're wrong?
No, it's important to know because then we can use those systems to do the same thing.
Yeah, but there's nothing we have of evidence to say that is the way it is. We'd like to believe
see,
it.
See,
the
question comes about Amr. The question comes about Amr. Where do you put Amr? That means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is specifically mentioning a type of creation, a type of actions of His that do not qualify under the normal system, right? Which is not mu'jiza. Mu'jiza is something that other people cannot normally do. It's not something that cannot take place. You don't understand that.
You said mu'jiza was specifically only to prove the messengership. Yeah. By the way, it's Quran, it's not mu'jiza.
Specifically to prove the prophethood of Allah. Right? Or the divinity of a mission. That's what it does. Right? That is mu'jiza. Mu'jiza is a mu'jiza because others are unable to do it. That is the mu'jiza.
That's absolutely good point.
Now, others are unable to do it because it cannot happen without Allah's intervention or, like he says, it bypasses the system. First of all, you've got to understand that mu'jiza is something that can take place, that can normally happen.
See, like when Musa was told, how you do this? Now put your stick down. Obviously, Allah activated his armor. Because suddenly Musa wasn't given any knowledge out of it.
Musa
was startled by it.
Right?
Was startled, wasn't even
but Allah was telling him to do that. Okay. إِذَا مِنْ قُدَانُ أَمْرًا Now, Amr is this. Amr is إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَنْ يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ
But the question is, that was that Amr using his system in a very fast way, or it wasn't using a system
at all? That is like you say, it's not conjecture, it is our, what do you call it? Our way of understanding.
It may not be at all.
It may not be at all.
But there's also another hadith, I think it's a hadith, or in one of the, that Allah says that, oh man, if you reach that level, when I say kun fayakun, you will also be able to say that.
That's true.
Does that mean?
That means what?
Well, that could, say what Abbas is saying, that eventually we could also have that ability, and that ability...
So that means, that thing exists. Now, what is that thing? Do you know what that thing is? It is not, it is a system. Amr Jashan Ahudan is hinging on names of Allah. You invoke a certain system or a certain event or a process using that secret name of Allah. And our system didn't. You got to understand. And the Hadith of Achan, Ma'asumini Hadith of Shia, for example, Musa al Islam do so much in only 4 minutes. Isa al-Islam could do so much and he knew only 6 days. then Ami out of 99 names, you know, so 99 names, Ami was an Ami origin, right? But Kai Nam Kim Na Chale Wapra Yavane Deo. Imamo Loko Ne Etlo Ilm Hatu Ke Kai Nam Chale Wapra Ne Su Tha Se Lama Khabar Thi. And that is a system which Allah has created which is not open to us. What Allah is telling us in Hadith al-Qudsi, Ki Abdi Ati'ani Takun Mithli, obey me, you will be like me. Akulu li shaykun fayakun, takulu li shaykun fayakun. I say to something, be and it becomes. You will also say something, be and it will become. How? When you get to that spiritual level of understanding ke khuda na anam thi hu jo aakar sata sata.
And consequence was as well, obviously.
Imam Ali al-Islam jalana sahabi ne kya na kya tumi yo, this is the hadith ne aakar ho, ke wo darwaja ne aya thi lo ke is darwaja move tha sata. The knowledge of me just saying, I will just will it and it will happen. If you want to get to that stage, you can do it as well. Taus, in the Taus. Ordinary Alim. Ordinary in the sense that Masum, not Alim, but Taus. He could convert things into gold. How could he do that? Adi Mara and Tarama power of the swallow.
Gold is powdery.
Gold.
Gold will become gold.
Amar in a dry color. Can you put the same context? Amar in a
dry color. Tanazzalul malaikatu.
Or Buddha Nettah. This is the only
Nikoli
Amar. How would you put that in context?
That's the... Urusha with Dwarkawad. Opa with Omri.
Or follow the Amri in Allah.
The Amri, my affair.
Same meaning.
No, Amri is Shabda Tariqe Na Jodha. Khuda no Amri ne maro Amri. Bejudi Amri chi. Right? Khuda ni taqat ne mari taqat bejudi chi.
I think we Amri Salaam, that Amri is
different. That Amri is different. But as you believe, or follow the Amri in Allah. Maro Amri chi. Maro Amri ne maro karobar.
Amri is affairs.
Right? Amri is affairs, order, events. Jee kai tami translate karo, right? મારું જે આજે થવાનું છે એ ઉતારા પડવાનું, દેટ ઇઝ ધ દુઆ. તો ખુદા જે કરે છે એ એનો અમર છે, એને ખલ્ક ની અંદર એ પોતે કહે છે કે દેર ઇઝ અમર, રાઈટ, એન્ડ દેર ઇઝ ખલ્ક. ખલ્ક યા તદરીજી જે બધું થાય છે, દિસ ઇઝ ગ્રેજ્યુઅલ ક્રિએશન, બટ દેર ઇઝ સર્ટન સ્ટાઇલ ઓફ ક્રિએશન વિચ ઇઝ અમર. વૈદા કબા અમરન, તમે જુઓ બધી અસમાવાતી વલ અર્થ, પછી કે છે વૈદા કબા અમરન, એટલે આજને હી હેઝ ક્રિએટેડ ધ સ્કાઈઝ એન્ડ ધી અર્થ એન્ડ વોટ ઇઝ ઇન ધેર ઇન ઇટ્સ ઓન સિસ્ટમ. હી હેઝ ધેટ લાસ્ટ હેન્ડ, હી હેઝ ધેટ લાસ્ટ સેઇંગ ઇટ. વૈદા કબા અમરન. હવે લેટ્સ ગો ટુ ધીસ પર્ટિક્યુલર વર્સ. વર્સ નંબર સૂરતુલ કમર. સૂરતુલ કમર કઈ સૂરત છે? Surah Al-Qamar, verse number 50, 54, 49 and 51. Inna kulla shay'in khalaqnahu bi qadar wa ma amruna illa wahidatun kalamhi basar. Kalamhi bil basar. Kalamhi bil basar. Kalamhi bil basar.
Same. So
the
way we say Kalam Bil Basar, is that
the same?
Is that correct? Yeah. It should be
Kalam Bil Basar. No, it can be. You see, the only difference is if you're putting Bil Basar, then the Lamh will have Fathatain, Kisratain. Kalam Hin Bil Basar. Kalam Hin Basar, it's over Khalik Kisrat. That's the only other difference. Otherwise, Kalam Hin Bil Basar.
Kalam
Hin,
I guess,
Lamh, it's a
moment. Rather than blink of the eye, a twinkling of the eye. What is twinkling of the eye?
English not too much. Twinkling, blink was super.
Twinkling, a bay meaning. Twinkle is a kind of shine. Normally, when you have a twinkle in the eye, the rank ma'am, you're like, no, because you're happy. Your eyes are
twinkling.
When you are
twinkling.
You are twinkling. You are twinkling.
Arsh Bilqis came now to the right. So you can see ki amruna wa ma amruna illa wahid ek chiz kun fayakun. أمرنا إلا واحد إلا
One word.
How did you know it is one word? وما أمرنا إلا
واحد
وما أمرنا أمر is actually masculine. Yet the واحد is feminine. Right? The meaning is referring to something. And it is referring to a kalima. وما أمرنا إلا كلمة واحدة. Only one word. And by that one word.
It's a simile, right? It's a past simile we know of.
Of course.
Fact.
You see, he also says, إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا. He wills it and he intends it. Right, now, whilst we are talking of Badi'ah, you see, there's an interesting hadith. The hadith is in Al-Kafi, عن سدير الصيرف. قال سمعت عمران بن أعلي يسأل أبا جعفر أبا جعفر له إمام محمد باقر عليه السلام عمران بن أعلي asks the fifth imam on Allah's verse بديع السماوات والأرض which is this verse that we are reading right now فقال أبو جعفر عليه السلام إن الله عز وجل ابتدع الأشياء كلها بعلمه على غير مثال كان قبل which we discussed. He started everything, he created everything without having a model before it. Something like that, he created the origin. فَابْتَدَعَ السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضِينُ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ قَبْلَهُنَّ سَمَاوَاتٌ وَلَا أَرْضٌ أَمَا تَسْمَعَ لِقَوْلِهِ وَكَانَ عَرْشُهُ عَلَى الْمَاءِ. This is very interesting, no? I mean, it's just by the side. Imam Keshi, the Sahabi, okay, this is what he did. Zameen and Asman, the skies and the earth, he created for nothing. When nothing like that existed before that. Do you not hear Allah saying in the Holy Quran, وَكَانَ عَرْشُهُ عَلَى الْمَاءِ Surah Hud, which is Surah number 11, verse number 7. Verse number 7, what is the translation of?
Weird,
isn't it?
Yeah, he it is who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, and his throne was on the water. That he might try you, which of you is best in conduct. And if thou, in brackets of Allah, says, verily you shall be raised up after death, surely would say those who disbelieve, this is not but open sorcery.
See, وَكَانَ عَرْشُهُ عَلَى الْمَاءِ
Like a side statement.
Eh?
Like a parenthesis statement.
No?
No, that's not.
وَكَانَ عَرْشُهُ
عَلَى الْمَاءِ Like, what's the word for it? So? You know when you put a dash and then you put something and then you put a dash, that statement is
close, fine.
And it can be plucked out and you can read the rest as a sentence as well.
What's it called?
Yeah, that's an Arabic word.
What's it called?
Close. Parenthesis, yeah.
Something, your parenthesis, that one would be inside brackets, which is... By the way,
not in the translation, in the actual
it's
word.
Like comma, whatever comma.
Yeah.
Comma, you look at your hyphen, where hyphen, what's in the
Russian? But Arabic, Malay, we'll check it. And Abbas, comma, the madrasa teacher, comma, did this, this, this.
Yeah, what's the word for it?
Close,
yeah.
I guess.
But what I'm trying to say is that is the way it has been put in this verse.
Which is true. Which is true. The Allah created the skies and the earth. وَكَانَ عَرْشُهُ This is an aside of.
And obviously the purpose of the aside is to add more detail.
So give us detail. وَكَانَ عَرْشُهُ عَلَى الْمَاءِ
More detail that is relevant to the verse.
Absolutely.
Basically,
yeah. So, Imam Hadith, Imam Kishi, Jamil and Asman Banewa, right? He started when there was nothing. Jamil and Asman Banewa, so
you
are the Bible. જમીન માં પાણી લેવા તો બધી ના આવ્યું ને આ બધી એક છે બધી એટલે ઈ બધી એનું ખૂબી શું છે કે ઇટ હેઝ બધા આ ઇમેજ કે સ્ટાર્ટ થયું પણ સાથે એડેડ છે કે એનાથી પેલા એવું કઈ હતું હવે સાંભળો આમ ઇટ ઇઝ જસ્ટ ઇન્ટરેસ્ટિંગ કે આપણે પ્રોસીડ કરીએ ને وفي رواية استفادة أخرى لطيفة آية الله طبطبائي يقول أقول I say آية الله طبطبائي makes a comment He says, and in another interesting riwayat, right?
وهي أن المراد بالماء في قوله تعالى وكان عرشه على الماء غير المصداق الذي عندنا من الماء. Water, أي ماء that is referring to this particular verse is not the same water that is. This is what we have to say. Who says, Al-Ma'a, that is referring to Waqa'a al-Arshu al-Ma'a, is not the same water that we have concept of. Ki'a Ma'iyatu. May Allah overflow
to another word for that thing, which is not water.
You see, there might be another word
after
Samad's.
Like water.
It must be something very similar, but it is not this.
It must be primordial matter. Maybe the thing he was using.
Some Star Trek boat also.
Right, what do you want? Did that mean,
was it a process which was involved, or it was,
did happen instantaneously?
So,
the question of
6 days is here.
There's one verse about six days.
Means that there was a process involved, or is it instantaneous, or we need to have a concept of 6 days?
Six phases. So they've got an idea of 6 days.
One come.
I want to ask, it's a really difficult one, but
it is mentioned many places. There's one where it talks about the actual what happened.
He even put it there, but still catch it. If he had it, it comes to me.
Raise the question.
I asked Papa this question. He answered it. Even it's a linguistic thing. It means simultaneous. There is a word in between that doesn't mean anything. It means while. Meaning one of these wows is wow.
And he also identified which of the vowels. That's the four vowels. There's one, he says, with why, and then he asked them for the question.
This thing about 6 days is an example.
Scientifically proved that the earth can
complete an idea with how it is.
So how long did it take to complete the way, see when it started from the Big Bang, it didn't happen. But he said it's scientifically proved. I don't understand the scientific proof. But 4.5 million years is that history, maybe after 4.5 billion years ago, Earth existed.
The rest of the universe started about 15 to 18 billion years before. So, I mean, that's currently, we don't even know that's right. But
having said that. See, actually, the question of Ayyam, just like I said, when we get to the most important part of the question is here. Why would it
take 6 billion?
6 billion. And if you take, the earth because the earth was an offshoot of Big Bang. That's why we all know.
The earth is habitable.
I think it's the whole universe.
Our moon, some of us in our moon, the skies and the earths, planets.
There was no way he isolated, he created the earth.
The earth was part of some great thing. Yeah, it is our system.
Which broke up, and then he made it fragment.
I asked him, is a very pure existence.
What's that? 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 What's